from the town with the great football team. We cheer the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Here we are. It is Terrible Towel Talk, episode 5B. We are recording this at McGovern's, Patrick McGovern's Pub, downtown St. Paul. We're here as members of the Steeler Fans of Minnesota. This is your host, Adam. With me, as always, is my brother, Neil.
Hello.
Neil says hello. It is now halftime of the Packers-Bears game. The Packers have a comfortable 14-0 lead after both teams traded interceptions late. And, I don't know, noteworthy, I guess, is Jay Cutler walking to the locker room accompanied by a trainer in the dying seconds of the first half. As you can probably hear in the background, things are kind of crazy here and have been since the doors opened in our private upstairs sanctuary at 1:30 p.m. There's several hundred black and gold faithful here. We're going crazy. Mike Tomlin is being interviewed on TV. He looks good. He looks relaxed. He looks confident. And we're expecting a good game. This is my brother Neil and I's fifth AFC Championship game with the Steeler fans of Minnesota. We've been here through thick and thin. Our terrible towels are soaked with beer and tears, and we're hoping for tears of joy this afternoon. I just want to get into a little bit of history about our club. People are listening and going, why are these two guys in Minnesota, you know, talking about the Steelers? What do they know? What do they care? I have to say that you know, we're members of the Steeler Nation first and foremost, so it shouldn't be surprising that there is a good contingency of Steeler fans here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I know it's Viking country with some Packer incursions, but pretty sizable representation. Originally, the club was founded back in the 80s, I believe, by some guys who were Pittsburgh natives and had gotten jobs for Northwest Airlines and moved out here. Northwest had its hub here at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. These Pittsburgh natives were aircraft mechanics who had been educated at the school at the airport in Pittsburgh there, gotten hired out here, started the club. We've been through three bars since then before we found McGovern's as a home, and the club has swelled in its ranks since then. If I had to guess, I'd say about three quarters of the people here had real roots in Pittsburgh and didn't just root for the team because we're pretty good. But most people here are Pittsburgh natives, or maybe natives removed by a generation. Certainly strong members of the Pittsburgh diaspora, and that's why we're here, and that's why we gather here every Sunday. The bar is decked out in black and gold. There's pennants on the wall relating to our previous opponents for the current season. Little write-ups on the wall. There are Steelers digests tacked to the wall. Steelers memorabilia. It's really something neat to see, and I'm just so proud of the fact that we can go anywhere in the country and find a bar to watch the Steeler games in. This is a great one. So big shout out to the Steeler fans of Minnesota. But more to the point, excitement, emotion, anticipation, that's what we're all dealing with here today. This is the NFL's brand, and we buy into it big time. This is the fourth AFC Championship in 7 years here for Pittsburgh, and the tension in the air is palpable. We're halfway through the Packers-Bears, like I said, and people are starting to get antsy. I know I am. Weather conditions in the Berg are cold today, about 15 degrees right now, slight wind. Coming off that river, it's got to be less than pleasant. And it also certainly has to be the coldest AFC Championship in Pittsburgh since that Denver game in 1997. Neil, our resident expert, why don't you give us some thoughts as to what we can expect, considering what we now know on the day of the game, things we didn't know when we did our last podcast several days ago vis-a-vis weather conditions, maybe update us on an injury report. What do we have to expect?
Let's say the biggest issue that we're going to see along with the weather early here, Adam, is going to be the health of cornerback Bryant McFadden. McFadden has an abdomen injury that he's been nursing for a couple weeks now. He left the Baltimore game pretty early in that. What that does is creates kind of a domino effect for the secondary. William Gay will then assume Bryant McFadden's position, and the seldom-used Anthony Madison will fill in as the nickel. Previously, Madison did not take a whole lot of snaps in that nickel position in preparation for the game against Baltimore, from what I've understood of it. The trainer said McFadden should have been good to go. He left the game after seven plays, saying that he was in pretty intense pain, so he wasn't able to contribute anything. Anthony Mattison stepped up, and it looked pretty spotty to me overall. He drew a pretty significant pass interference penalty early in that game and was part of the reason why the Steelers fell down 21-7 to Baltimore. In a game like this, the Jets are going to prepare for the fact that Mattison will be on the field in some capacity, and they're probably going to go after him. Because of that, I think you're going to see a lot of three wide receiver sets, if not four, for the Jets. And they're going to look to go vertical as much as they can, despite the weather. At the same time, the Steelers are probably going to attack in the same fashion that they have. If they need to go nickel, they can still get pressure out of that formation with the dominant front seven that they have. So I think you're going to see a very excellent chess match going on early in this game.
Great analysis, as always. I think that I, for one, am sick and tired of the prognostication and the anticipation. Let's get down to it. What do you say? Let's have a great game, and go Steelers. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Wish us all the best of luck this afternoon, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
From the town with the great football team, we cheer the Pittsburgh Steelers. Winning's the habit, not only a dream. Go out and get them.